Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger. C is for cut. B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. And the reason is this. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Mind you, that's before the meat is weighed and priced, which means more meat for your money. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, in Kroger cut beef, you get a better value in top grade beef. For example, take a specific cut of beef, say a Kroger cut chuck roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. That means you get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. Yes, you receive more meat, less waste, whether you buy a steak or roast. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs was upset when Barry Carlton failed to phone her last night as he promised. But he phoned this morning to explain the reason why. Nora Williams, who feared that Barry was out with Penny's friend Peg Martin, is relieved to hear Penny say...
Oh, Nora, you'll never guess why Barry didn't phone me last night.
Why?
He was sleeping.
Sleeping, Miss Gibbs?
Mm-hmm. He laid down to take a nap at 7:30 and didn't wake up till 1, he said. And then he thought it was too late to call.
Crickets, I did that once and couldn't sleep for the rest of the night. It was when I was in school and I was so sleepy in class the next day, the teacher scolded me for not going to bed early enough.
Oh, that happened to me once, too. Oh, imagine Barry Carlton sleeping at 7:30 in the evening. Golly, when I first knew him, he didn't want to go to bed till 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, that's awful, isn't it? When it's 12 o'clock, I'm all usually so tired I can hardly get up the stairs to my room.
That's because you work hard all day. Barry never did anything in the day but loaf. And that's when he wasn't sleeping. Oh, by the way, Nora, I won't be home for dinner.
You won't?
Nope.
Oh, Crickets, and we're having something you think is just super.
Oh, I bet I know what it is.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Save a little for me, will you?
Well, you better ask Freddy to do that, Miss Gibbs. He likes it almost as well as you do.
I'll ask Freddy to save me at least a spoonful.
Oh, are you going someplace exciting tonight, Miss Gibbs?
Yep. To a dinner dance at the country club.
Oh, that must be a beautiful place. I've seen it lots of times from the highway when we're driving out to the farm.
Oh, Nora, it's just as beautiful inside as it is outside.
It is?
By the way, how are things at the farm?
Oh, just super, Miss Gibbs. Everything is so green and beautiful.
We have to go out some afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I know Julie'd love it, and the air'd be good for Valerie.
Oh, Daddy'd like that.
Okay, maybe this weekend.
Oh, good.
By the way, how is your father, Nora?
Oh, he's fine. He was in town the other day and came over to see me for a little while. Oh, he's so tan. He looks so much better than he used to before he and Freddie started to work the farm.
It shows you hard work and fresh air are good for you.
Well, fresh air anyhow.
Nora, I've never known you to object to either one. So you better not wait up for me. I'll probably be home late.
Well, have a nice time, Miss Gibbs.
Thanks, Nora. I'm sure I will. Yep. I think tonight's going to be the night you never forget as long as you live. No, sir. You never forget as long as...
Coming!
Hello, Nora.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Key.
Penny in?
No, she's not.
Oh, I might have known. If I had any sense, I'd have called. Mr. Billings awake?
Well, no. No, he's not. He had a very tiresome day and he went to sleep early.
Well, I'm out of luck all around. Mrs. Billings asleep, too?
No. No, she's gone to the movies with Freddie.
Freddie took Mrs. Billings to the movies?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why didn't he take you?
Oh, I didn't feel like going. And Mrs. Billings was feeling awfully low. As a matter of fact, I talked Freddie into asking her to go to the movies. And besides that, somebody has to stay and look after Mr. Billings and the children.
Well, where's Peg Martin? What's the matter with her? Can't
oh,
she look...
well, she's not here either. They're taking inventory or something at the store where she works, and she had to go back downtown after supper.
Oh, I see. So, you're all alone tonight, huh, Nora?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe it's a good thing I did drop in without calling.
Oh, Mr. Keith, you don't have to talk to me. I'm used to being alone.
Well, you're used to it, and I'm just beginning to find out what it's like. Would you object to company this evening, Miss Williams?
Oh, crickets, no. If you don't have anything better to do, come on in and sit down.
Oh, I think I will.
Oh, swell. Gee, would you like something? I mean, cookies or cake or candy?
No, thanks, no. I had a very big dinner not so long ago. But maybe a little later on, if you'll let me stay that long.
Oh, sure, you can stay as long as you like. Oh, but, Miss Gibbs said she wouldn't be home until awfully late.
Well, I wouldn't stay just to wait for her. We're having a date tonight. Just the two of us.
Well, we'll have fun pretending anyway.
You, don't fool easily, do you, Nora? She, won't be home till late, huh?
No.
Out with, Barry Carlton?
Mm-hmm. They went to a dinner and a dance at the country club. Have you ever been to the country club, Mr. Keith?
Yeah, several times. I went regularly one summer.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were doing some construction work out there, putting in a new dance floor and a few other things.
Oh.
Yeah, I, guess that's the floor Penny's dancing on right now.
Yeah, I guess it is.
I know every nail and board in it, but I've never danced on it. Not with Penny or anyone else. Guess I never will dance on it with Penny.
Oh, Mr. Keith, I'm awfully sorry.
Oh, nothing for you to be sorry about, Nora. In fact, I'm not sorry about anything anymore. The things I had to be sorry about are pretty deep in the past. From here on, I think I ought to be glad. Mm-hmm. You know, Penny's happy and she's going to be happier. Barry Carlton's a fine guy. Swell fella in his own way. Things I don't like about him, sure. But that's because I've never known anyone like him before. But the more you know him, the more you like him.
You're just super nice to say those things, Mr. Keith. Maybe I am only 18, but I think I know what you're thinking.
Well, if you do, Nora, you know more about what I'm thinking than I do, because I'm not sure myself. I have too many mixed thoughts. One minute I want to do all I can to make... Well, to take Penny away from Barry. The next minute I just want to step aside and join the cheering crowds.
You still love her very much, don't you, Mr. Keith?
Well, I've never known anyone who didn't love Penny and very much.
No, I meant it differently than the way the rest of us love her.
Well, I must say again, you can't be fooled, can you? Yes, I still love Penny as much as ever, Nora. Maybe I should fight for her, but there are reasons I don't.
What?
Well, maybe you'll understand and maybe you won't. You're in love, so maybe this will mean something to you. When you love someone, Nora, you want that someone to be happy, no matter what you have to sacrifice yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love Penny and I want her to be happy. I thought once that she could be happy with me, and I think she thought so, too. But now Penny feels that it's Barry who can make her happy. And if that's the way she feels, I feel that way, too. There's just one question in my mind.
I know what it is, too, Mr. Keith. Will Mr. Carlton make Miss Gibbs as happy as she thinks he will?
Mm-hmm. That's quite a question, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is. But I think Miss Gibbs knows her own mind and knows what she wants.
No, that's what I keep telling myself, Nora. That's my answer to one question that bothers me. That's why I think I'm just going to stand by and watch things instead of doing anything about them myself.
Oh, Mr. Keith, please don't be sad. Daddy says all things always happen for the best, and when things happen, they're supposed to happen. And sooner or later, no matter how bad it is at the time, things are always better for everybody.
Well, your dad's right, Nora. Everything does happen for the best when the thing that happens are beyond our control. But what about the things we can control?
Well, such as what?
Well, I could try again with Penny. It's in my power to try to change things.
Well, if something makes you not try, though, that's beyond your control.
Nora, you're a deep kid for 18. For 18 or 80. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not polite to have a date with one young lady and spend your time talking about another.
Oh, but this isn't really a date with me, Mr. Key. And I know it makes you feel better to talk about Miss Gibbs.
You know what would make me feel even better than that?
What?
Some of those cookies you were telling me about.
Oh, Cricket, you will try some.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I better tell you something, though.
Huh?
I made them myself.
Well, all the more reason I want some.
Oh,
Well, let's try them, huh?
Okay.
And if they're as good as I think they are, maybe I'll see what I can do about beating Freddy's time. You know, you may be my only chance.
Barry.
Hmm?
Barry, don't you think you ought to turn around and drive back to Rossville? We're almost all the way to Havensville.
I know it. And beyond Havensville, there's Crawford, and beyond Crawford, there's Tarryton. Beyond Tarryton, there's Wayne City, and beyond Wayne City, there's the sea.
Oh, we're not going to drive all the way to the sea.
Oh, we have to. It won't come to us.
Oh, Barry, stop. It's always to the coast, and it's almost 2 o'clock in the morning.
I know it, but if we hurry, we can get to the coast before sunrise. Say, have you ever seen the sun come up out of the sea?
Yep. Once.
Well, I know a place where there are high cliffs and you can see out into the water for miles and miles. Well, we'll see the sun come up
no,
from there.
No, Barry, not tonight, please.
Please, yes.
Please, no. I'd love to. Believe me, I would, but some other time.
All right. I guess it is a stupid thing to do. I'd have to call the office and tell them I wouldn't be in till noon.
And just think of the wagging tongues in Rossville if we did stay out all night.
Babbling Rossville, they'd call it, right? Oh, it's a place to turn around.
Oh, it's a lovely night, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, did you get a peek of that moon as we turned just then?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
You know, I understand we see only one side of that thing. Wonder what's on the other side.
Guess a lot of people wonder that.
We'll know someday. Pretty soon they'll be advertising weekend rocket trips to the moon.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Maybe we'll go there someday on a family picnic.
All right.
Take the children?
Oh, yes, and the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren.
It's a deal. Look, Penny.
Mm-hmm.
Remember our little talk last week?
I'll never forget that, Barry.
Well, do you remember what I told you?
Yes, I remember.
I told you I loved you more than anyone, anywhere in the world.
I remember that. Do you remember what I told you? You do, don't you?
Yes, darling, you said you... You loved me, too.
I do love you, Barry. I love you very much.
Well, what about the rest, then?
The rest?
I asked you to marry me, Penny. I didn't press you for an answer right away because, well, knowing that you loved me was almost enough for one evening, but now I want to know.
You mean you want my answer now?
Right now, Penny. Will you marry me?
Barry, it's the simplest answer I've ever given anyone. It is.
Well, can Barry Carlton be interested in Peg Martin and still ask Penny to marry him? Is this the end of Peg Martin's hopes that she'll get Barry for herself? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. That's right. Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. For example, if porterhouse steak is your favorite, you'll find that at Kroger's you don't pay steak price for stringy ends and waste. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. But see for yourself by visiting your Kroger store. Notice that you get more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Yes, everybody's happy when you go to your neighborhood Kroger store for Kroger cut beef. Your family loves the deliciousness, the juicy flavor of Kroger beef. You love the way it cooks up so perfectly. And your pocketbook loves the fact that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Get some without delay. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat, less waste, at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to listen in Monday, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.